But I was liberated on May the 8th, on the last day of the war.
Yeah, and you were liberated by
the Russians.
By the Russians.
Yeah. And then in August we came here to England, August 15th.
So what happened? The Russians liberated you.
Yeah.
And where did they take you?
They didn't take me anywhere.
No.
We stayed where we were.
Mm-hmm.
We stayed in Terezin.
Mm-hmm.
I happened to, when we first came into Terezin, there was that's a rumor that all the youngsters up to a certain age would be given extra rations. So all the young, I was one who registered himself, you know, faked my age a little bit, you see. And I was given a little bit of extra rations.
Mm-hmm.
Then all the people, that was still when the Germans were there,
mm-hmm.
but then the internal Terezin administration was done by Jews and Czechs, Czechoslovaks. But then when the Russians came, and after a certain time there was a rumor that there was going to be a group of children who were going to be taken, one day they were going to America, next day, next time, Switzerland, all kinds of rumors were flying around.
Mm-hmm.
And then it turned out we came to England. You know.
Who organized that? How did that come about?
Well, I don't know exactly who organized it, but we came under the auspices of the CBF, the Central British Fund,
mm-hmm.
you know, what used to be called the Jewish Refugee Committee,
mm-hmm.
you know, and they brought us over.
Mm-hmm.
They brought about 1,000 kids over. We came in a transport, there was 300 of us. We came in 15 Lancaster bombers. I think they were Lancaster bombers.
Did you come to Manchester as opposed to London, or was it?
No, well, we landed in Carlisle, I think, just outside Carlisle.
Mm-hmm.
And they took us by buses to Windermere, just outside Windermere,
mm-hmm.
between Windermere and Ambleside. There was a huge camp there. There was a huge camp.
Hello.
There was...
You
want the camp between Windermere and Ambleside was apparently was a flying boat factory somewhere around there, and after the war, the Jewish Refugee Committee took over that whole site. There's a lot of barracks, which were divided into single rooms,
mm-hmm.
and it had we had its own theatre and cinema and a huge dining hall and facilities of marvelous, absolutely marvelous. You know, and we were there, we stayed there from when we came until when we split up and in groups, some came to Manchester, some to London, Liverpool, Bedford, Glasgow, all over the place. And I came as a group to Manchester. 15 boys, we came to Manchester.
Could you decide where you were going?
Yes.
You opted to come to
me. We had lots of people came out and talked to us, you know, from London, from different organizations, you know, different Zionist organizations and non-Zionist organizations. And each one, I opted to go to Manchester mainly because it was Rabbi Hans Heinemann came out and I knew it was sort of a Mizrahi organization. And trying to follow my father's footsteps, sort of, I opted for that,
mm.
you know.
Yes. Had you been separated from your uncles?
Yes, they went back to Poland,
they
went back to Poland for a short time. Oh, yes, we were all liberated in Terezin.